And it's time for us to bring in Laura Smith. She is with the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto. They're making sure that we stay healthy, not only physically, but mentally as well. And good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, thanks for being here.
Great to have you seeing us. Thanks for seeing us.
Thanks for being here. Yeah.
So we can catch up with you. September is going to be a huge month for the YMCA. You have a lot of things kicking off in the month of September.
Yeah. So, you know, talk about that little taste of fall. People think about us so busy during the summer, which we are. We just finished serving over almost 1,700 kids in day camp throughout our six different day camp locations. Almost 1,700 kids at Camp Cherokee and all of that. But we are well into fall. So, you know, after school has kicked off, our Learn to Swim program with all of our school systems is underway. So we are well into fall. But September 8th is a big day for us. So that, you know, we've been talking and talking about that Charlotte Avenue locker room renovation.
Yes.
And so I have a date. September 8th, we are going to start with the men's locker room. So we will work on that through the fall. And then just after the new year, start on the women's locker room. So it'll come staggered. They won't be both closed at the same time, but September 8th. And then also on September 8th, we are adding our Fitness Plus series that we've talked about, where you can go in our Y as early as 4 a.m. You can stay as late as 11 p.m. Even on the weekends, which is a big draw, and then the holidays. You know, like we've got Labor Day coming up, and so our branches are closed, but we're, you know, you don't have an excuse if you want to work out. You just have to sign that waiver and be able to get into Fitness Plus. But we are adding Fitness Plus to our CSDY. So we had talked about it before with Indian Land was our first like kind of family facility that we added it to. But now the CSDY will have Fitness Plus. So, I mean, just expanding our opportunities so that people have access to us at all times.
And the CSD, that's the one in Clover. By the way.
Yes.
I take advantage of this and think this is a game changer. I mean, I really do. I get to the gym sometimes around like 4:40-ish. And beforehand, I had to kind of wait in the car until 5. And now I go and scan it. And when I go in, there's probably like 3 or 4 people already in there exercising. And I wanted to ask, from what I have observed, Laura, everyone seems to be respecting each other, respecting the space. So is this what you all are seeing? Because we don't want anyone to mess this up for us.
Absolutely. Okay. You know, we believe that, you know, why, you know, the why is for the members, right? The members own the why. And so people take care of things that they own. And, you know, I mean, once in a while things happen, but we are wired up with cameras. So, I mean, if something were to happen or and that sort of thing, then we'll deal with a one-off situation. But it really is. I mean, we couldn't be happier with how that has worked out the last several years throughout our footprint to be able to offer that to members. And like you were saying, that 20 minutes is huge.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, 5 minutes is huge on like your schedule and your morning. I mean, the difference between like leaving your house sometimes and that 5 minutes with traffic and other things. But that 20 minutes is huge to be able to start your workout, to be able to get to what you need to get to.
Mm-hmm. No, it has been a game changer. So on behalf of the members, thank you for real for making this a reality. So just continue to follow the rules. Sign up for this program if you're not signed up already, and just respect each other, which again, from what I have been observing, everyone's been following the rules, but sometimes it only takes one bad apple, but I'm glad it's going to be dealt with one at a time.
Yeah.
But why members, we're a cut above.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. All right. So beyond that, we already got the email for Camp Cherokee signups that are going to happen in October.
So that's that's another September date as far as, you know, there's a deadline of the September 19th to join our, you know, CCC. Which is really kind of joining our alumni, you know, and just like you do with your college or, you know, that sort of thing, but joining kind of our alumni, or in the 100% of that money, I know it goes for improvements at Cherokee, and it really goes to campus improvement. So, you know, we have the A-plus scholarship and the fundraising that we do with that, which is separate, but that money that you're giving, it is to improve, you know, the experiences for your current kids or for, you know, future kids to come, as far as that goes. But there's a deadline to sign up on the 19th, because then the 22nd is, you know, registration for CCC, and then and October is open registration. So again, lots happening in September.
And early October. Yes. All right. Beyond that, anything else on your to-do list?
Yeah. So talk about early October. Another thing, you know, we're having our first annual charity golf tournament. So we're entering the, you know, there's a lot of us that do, you know, a lot of non-for-profits and things that do golf tournaments, but we're having our first annual one on October 1st. So it is October, but it'll be, you know, followed by the day before will be September. So September is huge here for us, but it's out at the Fort Mill Golf Club. 100% of the proceeds goes to support our Mission Strong campaign, and our huge focus with the golf tournament is on our youth development program. So that day camp, after school, preschool, and Camp Cherokee. So there are sponsorship opportunities for some. We'd love to have people out and join us and give back that way. And then the other thing, that, again, early October, October 10th is our Old York Dash. So Friday night, 5K run. 100% of that proceeds goes to support our First Thursdays Club. And all of our, or most of our First Thursdays Club members will be out there. They raise money, you know, to help with participation, and then they walk in the run. So it is just a great family night on that Friday night, and you go through on the course Old York. You know, old downtown York, which is really, really cool. So it's a fun night.
What's that date again, Laura?
That is October 10th. Okay. So that's that Friday night. We always have to work around. It fluctuates between mid-October and late October. Really fluctuates around the football schedule. Mm-hmm. So on who's playing home and where. So you know that, you know, we are headed into the season. And, you know, what better weather and stuff to head into the, I mean, you can't help but feel like it's almost like, you know, Christmas Day is coming because, you know, college game day starts and we're into college football this weekend.
This weekend.
Man. You can go ahead and sign up for the Old York Dash at dusk 5K by just going to the YMCA of the Upper Palmetto's website. I'm on the website right now. So go ahead and sign up for that. A lot of events going on for the YMCA over the months of September and October. So get involved. And we are so fortunate to have such an active YMCA here in our backyard. Not a lot of communities can say that, and really across the state can say that. We were talking with Chet Tucker the other day, and he was saying what the Greenville County YMCA system and our York Tri-County area,
the two biggest
in the state of South Carolina. Members really love the YMCA. It's a part of our DNA as well, and you provide a lot of great opportunities to help us grow again mentally and physically, and we appreciate it. So thank you so much, Laura.
Absolutely. And if you guys missed Manning's show last Wednesday, he interviewed Kirk Ike, our CEO, and that was kind of a state of the union. So other things that you know want to hear about as far as just, you know, where we are as far as with our members and all that, then check out that interview on your website.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thanks, Laura.
You did our job for us, Laura. Thank you. We appreciate it. No, Laura only gets about 7 or 8 minutes. Kirk, Straight Talk, as you know, get about 30 minutes to have that discussion. It's hosted by Manning Kimball Monday through Thursday, and on Fridays, Ashley Lane gets the microphone. We just scratched the surface here. We just give you the quick bullet points, but that's a great conversation. So go back and listen to that Straight Talk interview, like Laura said, on WRHI.com. Laura, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.